When your eyesight is at stake, it pays to travel to one of the world's leading eye surgeons. Dr. Johnny Gayton is an author, speaker, Christian leader, and a renowned surgical eye expert. Whether it's cataracts, PRK, LASIK, or implanted lenses, when only the best is needed, see Dr. Johnny Gayton at EyesightAssociates.com.
Hi, I'm Joanne Vicknair, Meemaw, with It's Storytime, Meemaw, an answered prayer for stories that point children to God on the Truth Network for Kids. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
This is the United States champion.
He became my personal savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Now, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Man Up. Hey, today, got a great interview lined up for you today. You're not going to want to miss this one. Hey, are you a wrestling fan? Well, even if you're not, it's okay. But you're going to want to stay tuned today. Today with me on the show, Rob Vaughn. Rob, welcome to the Man Up Show.
Thank you very much, Nikita. Good to be here.
Well, great to have you with us. And of course, you know, a little teaser there in the opening about wrestling. We're going to talk all about what you do, really kind of in your spare time, we might say, or, you know, how you, what do they call that, twilight or something? I don't know. Anyway, we're going to talk about what you do in outside of your main line of work, which we're fortunate to snag you today, because you're right on a break in between doing what?
Well, my day job is, for about the last 25 years, I've been a teacher and a coach at all levels, from kindergarten through arena football, college, high school, you name it. I've coached it or taught it.
Wow. So that covers a very broad base there, Rob.
very much.
A very broad base. And of course, you know, you say your day job, and I want to talk a little bit more about that, but also just expand on, because you, what you do in the twilight or what you do after hours involves the world of professional wrestling, correct?
Yes. In May, I'll be celebrating 23 years of putting on events with the Christian Wrestling Federation down here in Texas.
So you're out there in Texas, the Christian Wrestling Federation, 23 years. Congratulations on that. And you not only organize and promote, but you've been in the ring a few times as well, correct?
Yes, I have. I wrestled, 20 years, I guess, and 21 until I had a heart attack in the summer of 2021, and I really slowed down since then. But yeah, for the most part, I've been there almost the whole time.
Long time. We'll talk about more some of those experiences. Of course, I had the opportunity. You had flown me out to Texas and had the opportunity to experience firsthand one of those events, and how impactful that event has been, not only for the wrestling world, but really for the kingdom of God as well.
Yeah.
But let's back up for a moment here, and for our listeners, before we get to some of those wrestling stories and who you were in the ring with and all of that, or been in the ring with. Tell us about, you know, your family, you have children. Just tell us a quick backdrop on that side of your life, that part of your life.
All right. I grew up here in Texas. I grew up in a suburb of the Dallas area, lived here, all my life. I went to college only about an hour away from Dallas at the Texas A&M Commerce, and played football out there and always wanted to be a coach. I mean, that's what I really wanted to do. And the Lord has given me some great opportunities to do that. I did not grow up in a house that went to church. My family never went to church. And I was introduced to church when I was in the seventh grade. A friend of mine had kept inviting me to go. And I turned him down the whole school year. Finally, at the end of the year, they were having a Disciple Now weekend at somebody's house, and a bunch of my friends were going to be there. And I said, well, I guess that can't hurt. I'll go. And that was the first time I ever heard about what it meant to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And I wanted to know more about it and ended up giving my life to Jesus that weekend. And I jumped right in and got baptized 2 weeks later and got involved in the youth group. And so I was involved in the youth group all through high school and felt like the Lord just had a calling on my life. Didn't know what it was and just kept pursuing him, and then he took me down some different roads to get to here. But I moved around a lot in my 20s after I got out of college. I lived in Kansas, Oklahoma, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I ended up back here in the Dallas area back in the late 90s. And I met Beth. My wife, she's my second wife. We've been married, just celebrated 10 years together, and she had three kids and I had one, and we met, and man, the last 10 years have been phenomenal. I mean, just absolutely put two equally yoked people together, and man, it's amazing what the Lord can do. He has used us in not just the wrestling ministry, but everywhere. It has been awesome. So between the two of us, we have four children. Our oldest, Ben, he's a pilot for American Airlines, and our oldest daughter, Brittany, just got married in December. I had the pleasure of getting to officiate the ceremony. It was really cool. And then our younger daughter, Brooke, is a sophomore at Baylor University. And then there's Rock. He's my big athlete. He's already he's a seventh grader. He's already 6 foot tall, and he goes to school here in an area called Dallas Christian School. They're a perennial state championship football team. So we're looking forward to some good years in the football with him. So that's kind of my family in a nutshell.
Yeah, following in Dad's footsteps, it sounds like, huh? And I
hope so. He's going to be much better. He's much more athletic than I was. So.
Well, that's quite an amazing story. Of course, I met your bride. I think I met her up in Michigan. Well, I think when I was out there in Texas, but also in Michigan. Yes, do I remember that right?
Yeah, you probably got to spend more time talking to her in Michigan when we were up there.
Yeah, it was. I don't even know that I knew you were going to be there. That like this church kind of last minute, that somebody had a speaker had bailed on them, and of course I was available, and they flew me in and said, hey, we're going to have this ring, we're going to have this ring set up, we're going to do this and the other. Lo and behold, I walk in, there you are, right? We had a bunch of
I'm the one that recommended you. So.
Okay, they reached out to you and said, hey, do you know anybody who could fill in,
yes.
right, or whatever?
Yes,
and well. Well, thank you for that, by the way. That was a huge blessing. Yep. And of course, I have a lot of friends up in Michigan, especially in the Grand Rapids area and the Detroit area as well. And of course, I had a great time when I came out there to Texas and your show that you promoted out there. But let me talk about education for a moment, because you said you've covered the gamut, everything from kindergarten all the way through, and you said into arena football. So talk to me for a minute about education. What the importance for you is in being involved in education. Give us a highlight or two of why you're passionate about being involved in education.
Well, I truly believe that being involved in young people's lives makes a difference. And I did not grow up, like I said, I didn't grow up in a house and went to church. And I mean, by the time I got saved is when my old man took off. So it was my mom raising me and my sister. And not having a father figure in the household, the Lord brought me some great mentors, though. But I remember just leaning on my coaches back in high school. I had some great godly men that were coaches and really showed me how to walk my walk, since it was so new at the time. And I love sports. And so I thought, man, if I could have that kind of influence they had on me, I would love to do that. And that's probably been the biggest thing, is just loving on kids and just being there, because so many of them are still fatherless. I mean, we still have that problem in our society today. and just being that father figure, and it's really satisfying. But yet, I just want to pass that on because that was shown to me during some very impressionable years, and I probably got the most out of that in all my years of coaching, and now that I'm older, I'm doing elementary PE. I haven't done that in a long time. You know what? I enjoy that. They almost look at me like a grandpa now, and they keep telling me, "You're too old to have a spiky hair and stuff like that." But you know what? I have a great time with those kids, and so it's just the influence. That I can make a difference in someone's lives.
Yeah. Well, there's you and I, and you may or may not know this, but we have quite a bit of actually relatability there, and that my dad left, and I was around three when my dad left, and of course sports became an outlet for me, and where else we relate is my first male mentor. You mentioned, the your coaches in your life became like real mentors to you, was my seventh grade football coach, Bill Burke. Became my first real kind of man that I looked up to. And then, of course, along the way, I had other men like Jerry McFarland, who was a health teacher, but also a professional bodybuilder, who took me under his wing. And then, again, just along that journey, Irv Nerdahl, Coach Nerdahl, Coach Skrine, and Coach Forchi, and Coach Richmond, John Richmond, and so many other coaches that really impacted my life. Now, the one caveat to that is it wasn't, faith-based, you might say, but nevertheless, they had a very, very positive impact on my life. And you are correct, Rob, when we talk about the fatherless generation, it seems, and you may agree with me, that it continues to actually even kind of escalating, right? In other words, more and more fatherless children growing up, boys and girls both, right?
Exactly. And in our wrestling ministry, we on Monday nights, we meet and train and do Bible study, and we get these younger guys that come in and train with us. And I mean, one night I was sitting there in the ring, and I was looking around, I said, "How many of y'all, raise your hand if you grew up without a dad in your life most of the early years?" And over half the guys in the ring raised their hand. And so, yeah, I think it's still, if not more prevalent today than it ever has been.
Well, and what a tremendous opportunity. I got to say this too. You mentioned teaching elementary PE, right?
Yeah.
So I did actually graduate from college. I got a degree. Actually graduated with honors. I was one of the very few academic All-Americans at Morehead State University up in Minnesota, where I hail from. Not Moscow or Siberia or. But Minnesota, so I graduated with All American honors, and what's interesting is, I had a PE major with a health minor, coaching minor, and I remember when I did, and maybe you can help me out. I don't remember what it was called. You had not an internship, but you had to go over
student teaching.
Okay, I just can never. I get a blank on that. So I had to do my student teaching, like I think 6 weeks in elementary and 6 weeks in junior high, right? And Rob, I remember, like, I don't remember which one I did first, but here's what I do remember. I'm like, well, I ain't going to be doing that for my whole life. Like, I was like, I'm not cut out to be a PE teacher for these elementary kids. So, and whichever one was first, but then I went and did the other one. I go, I'm not going to be doing that my whole life either. I'm like, I want to teach and I want to coach, but I'm pretty sure it's not elementary or junior high, and I'm not even convinced I want to do high school. I may have to get a further my education and be able to teach and coach in college, right? So kudos to you, man. Hats off to you.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Koloff for Christ Ministries, The Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to koloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world.
You're listening to The Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Which, Rob, which do you find... which would you say, or what would you say, is the most fulfilling? Elementary, junior high, senior high, what?
Well, I'll tell you, it's changed over the years, you know. I was like you. When I first got out of school, I really wanted to work with the older athletes, whether it be high school. And, of course, I went into college. I coached college for a few years, and I went into the Arena League. So that's kind of my first two exposures. And so I really liked dealing with the, you know, people at that age level. But as I've gotten older, I started having kids, and it kind of went back down. And so, you know, here I am now with elementary kids, and I've got the little kindergarten and stuff, and we're playing sharks and minnows, red light, green light, hide and seek is still a favorite game. I mean, you know, we're reverting back to stuff you learned when you were that age, and I find myself out there having a blast with those kids, you know. And so I really enjoy the elementary now, and it's funny, the longer you stay at one place, you start seeing kids grow up and start seeing, as a coach, you start seeing some of the skills they develop, you know. And it's like, man, that guy, you start looking at a kid saying, man, he would be a great 100-meter kid. Or, you know, man, that girl has got some great hand-eye coordination. She can dribble a ball, you know. And so
right.
You start seeing some of those things in the elementary level and thinking that's pretty cool that, you know, you didn't see what they grow into like your own kids.
No, that's – well, and not only that, you – I mean, obviously, we've heard the stories, but, you know, the younger you can capture somebody's attention, right, the greater impression and or you might say impact you can have on that person's life, right? So the fact that you're, you know, you've got that great door of opportunity, you know, with kindergarten, four, five, six-year-olds.
Five years old.
Yeah, you know, and what an opportunity to you know, maybe even to, in some way, plant some seeds and, you know, even that may benefit them, spiritually speaking, down the line or down the road, right?
Exactly.
So now, and did you say it was seventh grade that your buddy kept inviting you to events, mm-hmm. and all of that, right?
Yes. Seventh grade.
And you know, I've used this expression in the past. I was recently reminded of it. You know, events change lives, right? Whatever the mm-hmm. type of event is, events change lives. And so what's interesting, I love how you said, I think you said, you know, at the end of the year, there's this, you know, weekend, and you're like, well, it can't hurt. What the heck? I'll go hang out with my friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
But little did you know just how impactful that weekend would be and how life-changing it would be. You had no clue, did you?
I didn't. And what's cool is the guy that invited me, his name is Jeff Stone. To this day, I mean, here we are 40 years later. I just celebrated my 40-year anniversary of giving my life to Christ last month. And 40 years later, he lives in the same town I do. He's a coach at a big high school here locally. And we're still, you know, still friends, still hang out to this day.
Wow.
It's really cool.
That is a great story. That's amazing. Praise the Lord for that. And well, let me transition here a little bit and talk about your wrestling promotion that you have down there in Texas. And when you first got the vision for having this really ministry as well as a wrestling promotion, you mentioned stepping in the ring. Are there some names that our listeners would perhaps, you know, recognize that you had the opportunity either to square off with or be a partner with, or any recognizable names?
I was smarter than the average bear And I know my physical limitations. And so I would bring some of these guys in, I would put them in against guys much better than me. And so I never actually wrestled any of them in the early days because I put them against some, you know, more experienced guys. But you know, most people don't know that in the, before AJ Styles became the phenomenal one, he was, he traveled with us from 2001 till 2003. And so, every time we traveled through the South, we used AJ and then we brought him to Texas quite a bit, but I never forget him calling me one day on the phone and saying, hey Rob, I got a call from the Jarretts and they're starting this new thing in Nashville every Wednesday night called TNA and they're going to do this X Division and they really want to give me a push. I'm like, dude, go for it, man. This is your chance. And of course, the rest is history, as they say, with AJ. And
well, let me interject real quick right there. Little side note that you may or may not know, and certainly our listeners probably wouldn't know. So it's interesting you bring that up, because had you not, I was going to reference that. I was actually, there was a short season where I was living with my family in the Nashville area and found out about Jarrett's promotion. He actually tried to convince me to come out of retirement, put the tights back on. I'm going, Jeff, I ain't doing that, bro. I ain't doing that. And I did do four appearances for him, but like in one of them, the funnest one was as Mr. Wrestling number four under the whole white hood thing and a thing with Dusty. Dusty was with him for a while there and did some things with Dusty Rhodes. And of course, my first time to meet Vince Russo, and he was let's just say, you'll know this expression, Nikita Mark, his words, not mine. Uh-huh. And and so, but here's what I want to get to. I had asked Jeff, I said, Jeff, would you have any objection to me hosting a little 10-15 minute Bible study each Wednesday night before you go live on pay-per-view? And he said, absolutely not. Have at it, right? And so there was at least a half a dozen times that I came in early before things got crazy. And AJ Styles was at every single one of those.
Yeah.
Terry Taylor frequented them a handful of times. And some of the other up and rising stars of their time that attended those Bible studies. And I'll never forget AJ because at the end of each little Bible study and giving them a little message before they went out to perform, you know, I'd say, hey, anybody got prayer requests? And man, he was just so humble. And there was more than once he'd come over to me, you know, and just privately say, would you pray for this for me? And so kind of a cool story. It kind of ties into some of what you're saying. And so 23 years ago, you've had, so what gave you the vision for, what prompted you to want to start a Christian wrestling organization that 23 years later is still going strong?
Well, I just moved back from Milwaukee and, back in the fall of 1998, and I was shopping at the mall at Christmas time, and ran into a guy that I went to high school with. It was a football player. He had got in and started. He wrestled out the old Sportatorium before it shut down, and in the early 90s, and he was running a pro wrestling school at one of the areas around here. And he was like, "Man, I can't believe how big you've got." He said, "Why don't you come out and try this wrestling with me?" So I did. I went out and. And I was 28, and I was like, well, I'm kind of old to do this, but I'll go give it a shot just to see if I could do it. So he ran some small indie shows out in, outside Dallas, more in the East Texas area. So I once I got trained, I did a few shows with him that summer, and to be honest with you, I really didn't like it. And I just, my heart wasn't in it. The locker rooms were bad, and I mean, I was like, what am I doing here? And so in August of 99, I was in San Antonio, Texas. I was staying with some friends down there. They ran a big music ministry, Christian music ministry, and the husband, Ron, said, hey, man, tell me all about wrestling. You've been in it almost, you know, 7 or 8 months now. What's going on? So they're telling him all the reasons I didn't like it, and he said, man, you know what? You can make a ministry out of that. I bet you can reach a lot of people that way. I remember kind of laughing at him. You think? He was like, heck yeah, man. And he goes, think about all those people. He goes, and so, I mean, that just, it never left my mind. I drove home from San Antonio, thought about it. I said, you know what? I'm going to pray about this because there might be something there. So I prayed about it for a couple of months, and finally in October, I was just like, all right, Lord, I have no idea what this looks like, but you do. If you want me to do it, I'll do it. And I mean, just things just kept opening up, and doors kept opening. And so the next thing I know, it took about 6 months to put together, and I decided to you know, we'll go ahead and do this. And then in May of 2000, we did our very first event here in a suburb of Dallas at a church. And the very first night, we had over 700 kids showed up on a Wednesday night to this church service with the help of this youth minister. And that night, 30 of them came forward around the ring and gave their lives to Jesus. And I was like, okay, maybe we have something here. And so that was where it all started.
Yeah, it was the beginning. And here you are 23 years later. How would people find out more about your organization? Do you have a website? How do they find out more?
Yes, ChristianWrestling.com is our website. And then, of course, that's linked to our YouTube page, Christian Wrestling Federation. Of course, we have a Facebook page also, and Instagram on all the social medias. And so we have probably over 100 shows on the YouTube, probably half hour to an hour long that they could go on and watch if they actually want to see how we do an event or how we do the speaking and altar call and all that at the end. So we try to get out there.
So you're totally open to and available for, like, if local churches or a church wanted to bring you, or organization wanted to bring you in, a community having a festival or something to bring you in and share the good news through the crazy, wacky world of professional wrestling, right?
Exactly. We've been 23 years we're coming up on, over 1,100 events, 36 states, 5 foreign countries, and over 50,000 people that, we've tried to keep the best count we can of people we've ministered to at those shows that have made some type of decision for the Lord. And it's funny how it changes over 23 years, like now we're really into discipling these young guys that come along, and like we mentioned earlier, the ones that are being fathers to the fatherless. And so some of the older guys in the group, we really spend a lot of time. I mean, I got two guys I'm dealing with right now that on a daily basis, calling them, lifting them up and everything. And we just had a couple months ago, we had a teenage girl come to our show, and man, she was just boo-hooing at the end of the show. One of our guys was out there talking to her, and I saw several of our guys talking to her, and they said that morning she woke up, she said, you know what, I'm going to end it tonight. I'm just going to, this is my last day. And a friend had called and said, hey, go to this wrestling show with me. I can't get anybody to go with me, but I really want to go. And she was like, all right, I'm going to go to the show, then I'm going to come home and do it. And so she went to the show, and then she told us that she was just hours away from ending it. And so
wow.
I was just, thank you, Lord. So it's been crazy, some of the stuff people that have told us at these events that are going on in their lives.
Praise the Lord. Website one more time.
ChristianWrestling.com.
ChristianWrestling.com. Rob Vaughn. And of course, I know you've had many of the superstars of wrestling, many major names that have come in to help support what you're doing out there. And if you're a pastor, if you're someone, you're listening to this show, and as you just said, doesn't have to be in Texas, man. He's gone to countries and states and wherever God opens doors. And so, Rob, grateful to have you on the show today and just share just some of your story, man. It's amazing, and thank you for letting me be a small part of it.
Hey, thank you for having me, Nikita. It's always good to talk with you.
And I want to thank all of you every week in and week out. You've been so faithful to listen to the Man Up Show, whether it's on Truth Radio Network or going up onto all the major podcast platforms. Do me a favor. Help us spread the word. Get the Man Up Show out there. Encourage your friends to download the podcast, to subscribe, to leave a comment. And we're just grateful for all of you and hope you have enjoyed hearing a little bit of Rob Vaughn's story today. God bless you.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
If you are enjoying the Man Up Show, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for your pastor? Well, look no further. Bless him with a trip to the Holy Land with yours truly, Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare. I'll be hosting this once-in-a-lifetime trip, December 27, 2023 to January 5, 2024. Your pastor will never be the same.
Go to koloff.net to get registered today.
This is the Truth Network.